This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today assured that the seeds of all types of crops are available sufficiently in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi stated this while addressing the interministerial meeting in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asangba Chuba Ao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to implement the limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes.
The Indian aviation industry has welcomed this important decision and strategic decision by the Government of India to implement this limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. This measure provides critical relief as global energy markets face unprecedented surges due to the disruptions in West Asia. This intervention will ensure that domestic operational costs of Indian carriers remain manageable.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said the country's crude inventory is currently sufficient. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. The Lok Sabha today passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. The bill will decriminalize minor offenses and implement measures such as revising fines and penalties proportionate to the offense. It proposes to amend 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries. A total of 784 provisions are being proposed to be amended, out of which 717 provisions are being decriminalized to foster ease of doing business and 67 provisions are being proposed to facilitate ease of living. The Rajya Sabha today passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and 30-member Puducherry assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Gogamukh and Biswanath in Assam today. Speaking at Biswanath, Mr. Modi said his government will work to make Assam free of illegal immigration and safeguard the land rights of indigenous communities. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed public meetings during her day-long visit to Assam today. Speaking in Sivasagar district, Priyanka said rising living costs are burdening citizens and termed the BJP's policies anti-people. In Puducherry, the election department's preparations for the polling process are underway. Indian Railways has set a new record of cargo transport in the year 2025-26. The railways carried a record 1,670 million tons of freight in the year, registering a growth of 3.25% over the previous year. The Ministry of Railways highlighted that the growth has been largely driven by key sectors such as fertilizers, pig iron and steel. President Draupadi Murmu today participated in the self-enumeration initiative of the government for Census 2027 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president self-enumerated her household details in the portal in the presence of Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner Mrityunjay Kumar Narayanan and other senior officials. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 50 for 3 in 7 overs against Delhi Capitals in the fifth match of the tournament in Lucknow when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.